No cowboys at the movies this week, but Mark Jordan Ligon has found a bug, maybe a pirate or two. Here's his weekly look at what the critics are saying. It's Slate's summary judgment.
William Friedkin, who's directed everything from The French Connection to The Exorcist, returns to the horror genre with Bug, based on the hit play about a returning paranoid Iraqi war veteran who may or may not have contracted a strange medical condition. Ashley Judd and Michael Shannon star.
Bug problem?
You should know.
I should. What are they?
Aphids.
Aphids?
They're in right now. They like to go in sometimes.
And the tin foil?
Scrambles the signal.
You're receiving a signal?
Transmitting.
You're transmitting a signal?
Not me, the bugs.
Most of the nation's critics were very creeped out, but in a good way. The Chicago Sun-Times finds it searingly intense. The Boston Herald shouts, one of the most disturbing horror films imaginable. And New York Magazine says Bug has the feverish compression of live theater and the moody expansiveness of film. The mix is insanely powerful. Like Friedkin, Luc Besson is an eclectic filmmaker with La Femme Nikita, The Transporter, and even the recent children's movie Arthur and the Invisibles among his many credits. This time out, he goes for the romantic fantasy Angel A, where a young thug stops a woman's suicide only to learn she's not who she seems to be. The French film is shot in black and white with English subtitles.
C'est quoi votre prénom?
Angela.
The critics feel, eh, not so much this one, eh? Even though the Miami Herald cheers, this lighter-than-air bauble proves a pleasurable diversion, Variety complains an achingly sincere but protracted effort, and Entertainment Weekly moans, très tedious. And it wouldn't be a Friday without some huge Hollywood blockbuster coming back for third, so yes, it's Pirates of the Caribbean 3 at World's End. Johnny Depp returns as Captain Jack Sparrow, and legendary rocker and substance abuser Keith Richards cameos as his father.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Captain gives orders on the ship.
The captain of the ship is given orders.
Who dares give a bad review to me mateys? Well, I'll run you through, you scallywag, and... Yes, yes, I promised I wouldn't do the pirate voice anymore. Sorry. The Chicago Tribune finds Pirates visually spectacular, action-packed, and surreal, but the Seattle Post-Intelligencer warns it's a tedious storytelling mess with a plot so muddled it's impossible to accurately describe, and USA Today sighs, the pirate ship has hit foul waters, and even the sharp wit and charm of Depp can't save it. Still, this franchise will make plenty of doubloons, and yet I hear the next installment is trying to be an edgier and more realistic showing of life back then. So be on the lookout for Pirates of the Caribbean 4, The Rehab and Scurvy Years.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and Keith Richards fan living in Los Angeles.